commentator Aaron Freeman is a dedicated cyclist, and he's impressed that the cyclists in the Netherlands seem even more committed than he is.
If I were a better person, I'd move to Amsterdam and steal bicycles. In Amsterdam, bicycles are like feet. They are how people get around. Bikes have their own traffic lights, public transportation is all bike-friendly, and the only streets without bicycle lanes are the ones for bicycles only. But what really makes the system work? Bike thieves. I hear that 40% of street traffic in Amsterdam is bicycles, which attracts many creative bicycle thieves, which necessitates many elaborate bike locking systems. The latest hot buy is a system to lock the rear tire to the frame, in addition to the ubiquitous chain and U-locks, which secure the front tire to the frame and then to any nearby stationary object. All this equipment levels the bicycle riding field. In Amsterdam, all bikes weigh 40 pounds. A 20-pound bike needs a 20-pound lock. A 30-pound bike only needs a 10-pound lock. A 40-pound bike needs only a string. As opposed to American cycling, which is speed and weight obsessed, we spend billions on the lightest frames and tires. In Amsterdam, there's no advantage to owning a $5,000 17-pound Trek 55,000 because a bike that cool would need a 50-pound lock. In the U.S., we are menaced by Lycra-clad speed demons, not merely on our bike paths, but our streets. Reckless, testosterone-engorged bike messengers are agents not merely of business communication, but Satan. They frighten our pedestrians and annoy our drivers. But Amsterdam is blessed with bike thieves who function as essential predators. They cull the cycling herd of unhealthily fast bikes. The thieves virtually guarantee heavier bikes, lower speeds, and safer Amsterdam streets. Amsterdam bicycles are unimpressive. They get you comfortably and efficiently about the city, period. The pace of life in Amsterdam is thus slower, even by bicycle standards. One can only imagine that leads to less stressful lives, which can but contribute to happier families and more cohesive communities. Plus, the large pool of hot bikes means you can always buy one cheaply in a pinch, like when your bike is stolen. When I retire from the rat race, I think I will move to Amsterdam and become a handlebar Robin Hood, stealing from the swift to benefit the sane. And I think I'll get started by stealing an airline ticket over there.
Aaron Freeman rides his bike in Chicago, weather permitting.